Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Life is a struggle. You try to stand your ground. When you're in a battle, you sure can get knocked around.
If you're ever wounded, I'll take your place in the war. After all, that's what a brother is for.
When you get down into the mud and crud of life, you need a brother. A fast friend or two to be there for you. Somebody you can be real with. And that introduces us now to our Bunch of Buds, B.O.B. Bob segment. This is where we call everybody Bob and change their voice pitch for the sake of anonymity. Here's where we talk about the issues below the surface. Hopefully, hearing part of this conversation will help encourage you to start moving yourself toward authentic friendships with another man or two. Bob, one of the life-controlling strongholds that you have mentioned in your life is an anger habit. Talk to us a little bit about that, because I think that this is something that I certainly have had a struggle with this in my life. And it, as a matter of fact, before there was any real victory, it took a lot of years. Now, how about your situation?
Well, mine was... I had such a bad, I think God, on things that are so severe that you're in danger or your family's in danger, I think God takes quick action. I had a, growing up very angry, I had an older brother who we used to fight like cats and dogs, and he beat me up. I had my dad who was abusive. His dad had been abusive to him. My grandfather's dad had been abusive to him. It had been something that had just carried on generation to generation. And they were taught that to punish your son, you beat the fire out of him. And I grew up very angry and resentful because of that, longing to once hear my dad say he was proud of me. And it wasn't until I came home from boot camp that I had almost 19 years old that I finally heard my dad ever say he was proud of me. And I was very angry and very bitter about a lot of things growing up, the treatment that I got from my dad. Where our little sister was protected while me and my brother got the fire knocked out of us, and had a lot of bitter issues that I was dealing with because of that, but didn't realize that.
So how did that anger manifest itself in your own life?
Oh, it very quickly manifested itself. I was one of those guys who chased somebody down 10 miles to jerk them out of the car to slap them around a little bit. I never really did hurt anyone in that way. I confronted many people, and I just waited for them to make the first move, so I had legal rights to knock the fire out of them. But fortunately, God had his hand on me the whole time, even before, which is important to me, why I say that I love the fact that and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and he still loved us even when we weren't loving him. And God protected me in those times because I'm a severe claustrophobic, and had I done any of the crazy stuff that I had tried to do, I'd ended up in jail and probably would have ended up in the insane asylum.
Bob, I really appreciate your sharing some of these deep personal things about yourself.
Well, Gary, it's my pleasure to do it.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
How did God get your attention with this? I mean, what was the defining moment, or maybe the pigpen moment for you? What was there a particular moment that you realized that, you know, something had to give with this anger?
A series of events that occurred started off in the military. They had to resuscitate a friend of mine because I choked him out and was trying to kill him, all because of a stupid little series of instances that happened in one evening. He said something at the wrong time, the wrong place to me, and I exploded, and I choked him out and almost killed him, and they had to resuscitate him. And that was the first realization. That's when I actually went and talked to a chaplain, and he got to talking to me about how I grew up and things like that, and he told me that I had started trying to, it was starting to surface my anger and frustration with my dad and the way I was raised and treated, that it was starting to manifest itself, and that's why I exploded in such a fit of rage. And then about a year and a half later, when I was at another installation, I almost killed another Marine with my hands. And those were two instances that brought me to realization that I had a problem, but I didn't seek any help. After I got out, me and my wife had been married for several years at the time, and I got through the habit of putting my fist through doors and through walls, and I probably replaced six or seven doors, and I don't know how many times I patched walls from my fist going through it or me putting an object through the wall. But the good thing is I never struck out and beat my family. I started to one time when my son was little. My firstborn was little, and that's when I realized that I really needed some help, and I went to a program called Dad the Family Shepherd, and there that's where they showed us how the training that we got from our fathers was brought down from their fathers, that's passed on for seven generations, and they said, but it has to stop somewhere, and who's going to stop it? You know, it comes down to a personal decision. Are you going to do this to your kids the way your dad did it to you, or are you going to decide to raise them better? And that's what I decided I was going to do differently with my kids, and wasn't going to give them a reason to hate me like I had hated my dad. And not long after I went to that, my father and I had it out on the golf course. We was out with a cousin of mine, and my dad had, we was a little late because my son had gotten sick, and my dad started picking on me because we were late, dogging on me how I was late all the time and couldn't be depended on for this, that, and the other. And I finally turned around and just told him what I thought of him. He jumped up like he was ready to fight, and I stepped back and was getting ready to take him out permanently. I say this not bragging, but as a message for men that if you don't deal with your issues, it can manifest itself very ugly. And had my cousin not been there, I'd be in jail and my dad would be dead.
If you have an anger stronghold, I've had struggles with this in my life, or any other kind of stronghold, psychological and spiritual healing are key. A stronghold is a very complex learned response I've found involving the entire person, the mind, the body, and the spirit. It takes lots of hard work to delve into it, but it's well worth the rewards.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.
Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life.